This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Worry is a huge topic. I've spoken about this many times in this segment because it's so common. Some people handle it better than others. Some are chronic worriers. It's a condition that's quite hard to diagnose but can interfere with your life. Some people I know find it helpful to have a 30-minute period every day just to worry. In other words, they've got a scheduled time to worry. I think it's a pretty good idea. It doesn't stop you feeling overwhelmed and worrying. But it seems that anxiety disorders are very common today. With technology as we know it, we can receive bad news from anywhere in the world, and I think that can add to our worries. If you're like most people, you'd probably worry about your weight. Now, that might not be the top of your list, but according to the Brendan Health in the UK survey, it is the number one concern for most people, at least in that country. So there were top 10 worries, and this is going from number 10 right through to number one. So the first one was their diet, job security, how to pay their rent or mortgage, the credit card debt, low energy level, overdrafts, loans, their overall fitness, lack of savings, growing old. And the number one concern was overweight. Being overweight. Maybe it's based on what others might think of us. So have you ever wondered how much time you actually spend worrying? It's probably more than you think. Now, this survey, this UK survey, Brendan Health in the UK, asked people how much time they spend worrying. And this is the result. Interesting. Each week, they spend about 14.31 hours worrying, and that's about 744 hours of worry every year. And if you work that out over a lifetime, it's 45,243 hours of worry over a lifetime. So that means that we spend 5.2 years of life captured by worry. So it's no wonder that we have trouble sleeping or feel under so much pressure, or it's hard to concentrate. So let me today give you a simple definition of that word worry. Worry is excessive concern over the affairs of life. Simple, isn't it? But the key word here, I think, is excessive. Worry is the excessive concern over the affairs of life. So worry happens when you're so concerned about the problems of life that you can't think of anything else. It's this all-consuming feeling of anxiety. So seen in that light, most of us probably worry a lot more than we like to admit, but God has an answer to this, stated in one verse tucked away near the end of Peter's first epistle in the Bible's New Testament. It's 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Casting all your cares on him, because he cares for you. So if we take that seriously, it means that God intends you not to be strangled by worry, because God has done everything necessary for you to trust him. So God has said, give me your problems. That verse, 1 Peter 5, 7, says, cast off your cares. Now, the word cast actually means to throw off with vigor, I guess like fishing. It's the picture of a hiker at the end of the day unhooking his pack and tossing it down. And so the Bible says that's what you're to do with your worry. By an act of the will, unload, get rid of it, cast off all your worries to the Lord. Release your anxiety, give it to Jesus. And here's the heart of what we could call biblical Christianity, that God cares for me. He proved it by sending his own son to die for me. There's no other reason that God would sacrifice his son except that this was his plan. When we come to God, we don't have to convince him to hear us. We don't have to shout or chant or burn incense or ring any bells. We come as children because he's glad to hear us. Don't worry about tomorrow because God's already there. And the God who goes before his people has promised. So we can live without fear. God will not forget you. Heavenly Father, some of us are real worriers. We worry about everything, but Lord, give us the strength and the ability to cast off our cares and our worries to you today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.